roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I ask you to do.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show with FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate it. Text line, we'll be in touch with the show, 251-343-0106. Join us here in the Fairhope Bureau. An honor, actually, to get him in here. But the Speaker of the House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, is with us. Speaker, good morning. How you been?
I'm good, Jeff. Good to be with you. I like your intro music. That's guys from Fort Payne.
Picked it for you, yeah.
I appreciate that.
How is Rangeville these days?
It's doing great. Everything's going well.
That's good to hear.
Going well, growing, and a lot of things going on.
So making the rounds around the state now, I assume. So you're with Tupka and now down in Baldwin County. Is this what you got to do now is in your role, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, the people want you to get out and see them. We've done that across state. We've had a chance to be in different parts from northeast to northwest. And of course, it's been in Baldwin County today and spoken with Tupka and Elmore County earlier this morning. So it's been good. I think it gives us an opportunity to go out and see the members that serves and represents that district and give them a shout out on the work they're doing. And plus, it gives everybody a chance to see what's going on in state Alabama.
You get any feedback from your members? I mean, what are they telling you when you go around state? We're so focused on the general election, national election, it seems. That's got to be driving a lot of conversation.
It is. It is driving a lot of conversation. I know everybody is ready, excited, especially us on the Republican side. We see the polls trending in Trump's direction, which is a positive. So it is. There's a lot of excitement out there. And, there's a lot of excitement about Alabama, the growth to the economy. And a lot of the areas we've been in has been with positive growth and creating jobs. So it's all good.
That's good to hear. I guess we'll start out with this. I mean, I tell you this every time you're on about what you've changed the culture. Things, the trains run on time. Everything is in working order. So you can tell this is your House of Representatives now. Well, you had a productive 2 years, more productive than I would have if I were making the odds, say, mm-hmm. two years ago at this time.
Right.
What's left?
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of things we've got to work on. As you know, one of the issues we're going to be facing is crime. The Birmingham, Montgomery areas are seeing more than their share. I think they have like 50% of all the violent crimes in the state. And I see that Mayor Woodfin is addressing it and trying to attack it. We've talked to him, and we'll be working with him and working with Aaliyah and some other folks, and probably will come up some packages of bills to try to help that problem. I mean, I think people in the state of Alabama, with the growth we're having, they should feel safe. I mean, they should feel safe walking up and down the streets or going to the restaurant or wherever they're visiting. So that's one thing we're going to work on and see how that comes out. We've met a couple of times with different people across the state and got some ideals from different departments. So we look forward to addressing that. So that'd be an issue that we'll be addressing. One of the things that we've been working on for a long time now is mental health. We got one of the strongest veteran programs in the country, and we have a lot of issues with mental health and veterans, and I think we'll have some public-private partnership buy-in on that. And so I think there'll be a lot of good things come up, and we'll continue to work for the economy and see if we can grow jobs.
Economy seems to be, I mean, there's always sort of some separation between the national economy and the Alabama economy. And we'll get into budgets and tax revenues in a second, but Alabama economy, relatively stable, would you say?
It is. I mean, I think we're blessed, if you think about it, and how far we've come in such a short period of time. I mean, I first come in, in 14, we couldn't pay the bills. And now to see where we're at today, and there's a lot of different reasons for that, but I think conservative budgeting has played a huge part in that. And, we hadn't spent all the money we've had just because we had it. We've put money back. We've given money back to the people across the state with tax cuts and giving rebates back last year. So I think we've been good stewards of the taxpayer money, and we'll continue to do so.
Well, and, what is the outlook? I mean, you have y'all are very good economists, people telling you what the trends are, and they're able to give you kind of a projection outlook on the budgets. which have always, you know, here in the last few years have really outperformed. I mean, what does it look like going forward?
They have. We'll see some. We'll see it level out. I mean, we're already seeing some numbers level out. You know, we had a pretty good infusion from federal money that boosted it some, and then we've been able to draw interest off of what we've put back in savings. And of course, those numbers will be going down now since they've dropped the prime. So we'll see it slow down some. I don't think we'll see the robust years we've had the last couple of years, but we'll still be financially stable and strong. You know, the good thing about the state of Alabama is we got to have a balanced budget every year. I wish our federal government was like that, to be honest.
Well, education spending, general fund spending, just probably plateaued, you think? And the ARPA money seems to have come and gone. Are we off of that sugar rush?
Yeah, I think it's come and gone. I mean, there's still some out there based on, you know, the time we had to spend it. So there's still some funds available, but it's already been allocated. So as far as allocation of any more, there won't be. The general fund is in better shape than it's ever been in, and so is the Education Trust Fund. You know, we've been able to watch what we're doing, and, you know, certainly getting funds off of the sales tax on the internet is a big deal. I mean, that's something that's been positive for our budgets, and, you know, the Education Trust Fund has grown tremendously, and I think it's a direct reflect on the economy and the jobs that's been created in our state and the people that's working.
Joined by Alabama Speaker of the House, Thady Ledbetter, here at the Fairhope Bureau, as I like to call it. Speaker, you know, we were talking a little bit about the general election, and it looks pretty good for Republicans, I think, right now. I mean, I you'll be able to catch your chickens before they hatch. But what if something else happens? What if Harris wins, and there's, you know, some talk about what that could upend immigration nationally? Is there any mechanism there for Alabama?
Well, you know, a lot of those issues is what the federal government does. You know, when I talked to a group today, if you really think about the issues have been created in Alabama, the problems we're having, a lot of it's been created by the Biden administration. You know, the lack of security on the border being one, this idea that we defund the police being another one. So a lot of those issues has been brought to our state has come from that administration. I think borders has become state lines. I don't think we can say the border anymore is Texas or Arizona with Mexico. I think, you know, Alabama is a border state now. I think every state's a border state. We got to treat it like that. And then the laws that we can use, I think we will use. I think you'll see some of that this coming session with the immigration, you know, especially with the Haitian coming into our state and what's happening in different parts of the state. I think we got two or three people that's working on some different legislation. We've talked to them, and at least we can do is kind of track them. And the people that's bringing in, kind of let them know, you know, you got to fill out paperwork, you got to do things the right way. So I think you'll see laws around that. And, you know, maybe one of the things is they won't target our state if that's the case.
Just
they
make it a little more difficult.
Make it more difficult, yeah. So we'll see. Certainly believe that we could see that legislation pretty quick.
I was at an event last night, and the Attorney General was speaking at it. We were talking about HB 56 and, you know, the 11th Circuit saying strike it down most of it. Some members of the legislature seem to think that maybe it's, you know, the courts have changed since Trump's come in, and he changed the courts in his 4 years. Is it worth taking another look? Maybe not at something like that, but something similar?
I think it is. Yeah, I do think it is. And I thought, you know, 56 was a good field, to be honest with you. And it bothers me, to be quite frank, because if you look at what's going on with our court system, I mean, elections have consequences. You know, we have got the majority in the state, and even when we drew the district lines for the congressional districts, you know, that was done by the people that was put in office. And it was turned by the courts. I think the three branches of government should stay separate. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing that right now with HB 56 and with the district lines that we've seen that was changed. I mean, the thing that the founding fathers meant was for separation. And I think the judicial is getting involved in the legislation, and I don't think that's right.
The other topic was Title IX and Representative DuBose and her What is a Woman bill, and looking at some of that. I mean, you look on that front on some of these social issues, y'all y'all done a lot.
We have, yeah.
Where I guess you could take another. I would think you would take another stab at that. But where does that go from here?
Yeah, we will. I mean, you passed out of the House and wound up dying in the Senate. So I think, you know, we've been very active on those social issues. You know, we started out with in public schools and things like that, public facilities where boys has got to use boys' bathroom and girls has to use girls' bathroom, where boys plays boys' sport and girls plays girls' sport.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I never thought being in a legislative body that we'd have to do things like that. And so I think Title IX is another one we'll address. And like I said, we got it out last year. It just didn't get to the finish line. But I do think it needs to be brought back up, and we need to have clarification. I think Alabama's a state that the people of our state want that. And so we'll continue to fight that fight. And a lot of those issues, like we said, come from the Biden administration. I mean, Title IX, women should be jumping up and down about Title IX. I mean, they really should. If you think about it, you and I grew up in an era where that was a big deal because they wanted the same rights as athletes.
Right.
Male athletes, and now they're getting trampled on by the Biden administration. I mean, we are seeing every night on TV, you know, I seen just last night where one college association, and I think it was volleyball, wasn't going to play because they had a male on one of the teams, on the girls' team. So I think there's been pushback now, and I'm proud of it. I mean, because, you know, to be honest, women fought too hard to get where they're at for it to be trampled now.
Yeah, I mean, you think about Title IX and, you know, some of these state schools would, you know, they'd have the men's basketball and football and baseball or whatever, and this said, hey, you got to offer as many opportunities for females. Well, then you start doing transgender females, and that takes opportunities away.
It does take opportunities away. Not only that, it's not safe. I mean, we've seen what happened in the Olympics in the boxing match with the transgender and the female. I mean, it's not safe for the ladies. And then the other thing is they work just as hard as the male do, and they should have the same opportunities without interference from the opposite sex.
Well, wind it down on this, Speaker. I guess we kind of left town earlier this year, the end of the session, and you know, gambling is always one of those fights where there's a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of bad blood, and I think you said at the end of the session that probably not going to take another look at it this quadrennium, but do you feel like things have kind of smoothed over between the chambers and the different personalities in this?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's – I think a lot of that gets blown out of proportion. I mean, Greg Reed is a good friend as I got. We work really good with him, and his leadership team does a great job. So we meet every Tuesday and try to go over what they've got's important to them, and we try to go over what's important. You know, it was one of those issues that's always going to be tough, and there's a lot of outside interference from people from Mississippi and Georgia and Tennessee that doesn't want anything to happen. I mean, that's pretty evident, and we've seen that. And so, you know, I think the committee that was together did a really good job. They didn't get it across. I mean, I think from a House standpoint, you know, we've done all we're going to do. You know, if something comes from the Senate, you know, it'll have to be something close to what we've seen. But we'll certainly look at it. I mean, I'm not going to be that, you know, but we'll see. I don't know if anything will come down from the Senate, but you know, I think all the people wants just a right to vote. But my thing is doing it where it's not piecemealed and it's taken care of, and we can put it behind us once and for all.
I mean, it's come closer than it's ever come, I guess, at Siegelman in the late 90s, 99. Mm-hmm. But that's tough, one vote in the Senate, and we're having a different conversation probably right now.
Yeah, we probably are. I mean, that's the thing is probably would have done had the vote. You know, because we didn't want to interfere with what was going on
election,
in District
2 right.
In the election. So we probably would know now where it was going and what would be happening. But, you know, the people vote for the representatives they send down here, and they've made that decision. I respect that.
Yes. Well, it's just a matter of having that's the way it goes. One more question on that. I mean, is there anything you look at that with if we'd done this differently? We might be talking, have a different conversation right now.
No, not really. I mean, I think we've done all we could do. you know, we overboard our members trying to get them as much information as we could so they could make a good decision, and they did. You know, it's kind of like you hear all kind of stuff. I had one of the members come to me. I won't mention his name. So, Mr. Speaker, if I vote for this, will you come stand by me when I announce my reelection? I said, if you don't vote for it, I'm going to come stand beside you when you reannounce your this is not going to affect the job you're doing, the relationship we've got. I said, you do a great job, and you're a great member, and regardless of how you vote, I'll be there with you.
Speaker, we'll end it there, but you've been very kind to stop by this morning, and let's do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Sing a song about my life.